Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Wow, it is such a joy to be able to study the Word of God together with you. And whether I know you or I don't know you, I'm just excited that there are people out there that are studying God's Word. They're learning from Him, and I'm learning from Him. And we're excited about these things. I pray that you become excited over what Jesus has to say about Himself and His Heavenly Father and His ways to live in this world. We go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study, just to let Him know that we know He's our teacher. And so if you will, let's pray today. Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge that You're our true teacher, that we could learn nothing without You. We couldn't breathe if it was without Your help. And so, Lord, I am so grateful to You today that You've given us Your Word and You've given us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth. And so we want to just take the time at the beginning of this study just to acknowledge You and give You thanks, give You the glory, the honor for everything that we'll learn today. We'll bless You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Have You Not Known Me? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 8. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And in chapter 14 and verse 9 of his book, John shared how Jesus asked, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? Where we read, Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, Show us the Father? The verse reads, Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet have you not known me, Philip? John began with the words Jesus said unto him, which means the Son of God, Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, uttered, declared, and proclaimed to Philip, Have I been so long time with you, or have I, Jesus, existed, happened, and been present such a great quantity of time alongside you, Philip, and yet you have not known me? Which means, and still you, Philip, have not perceived and been acquainted with me, Jesus? Philip, which refers to Jesus' disciple named Philip, whose name means lover of horses, John shared how Jesus asked his disciple Philip about being with him for such a long length of time, and still Philip was unaware of who he was. The verse continues, He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how say you then, Show us the Father? John added the words, He that has seen me, which means the person, whether male or female, who has beheld, observed, and noticed me, Jesus, has seen the Father, or has beheld, observed, and noticed the Heavenly Father God. And how say you then? Which means, and for what reason and cause do you, Philip, utter, declare, and proclaim, therefore, accordingly and consequently, show us the Father, or expose and reveal to us, disciples of Jesus, the Heavenly Father God? John shared how Jesus declared the person who has observed and beheld Him has already observed and beheld God the Father. So we wondered why Philip should ask him to reveal the Heavenly Father to them. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus questioned Philip concerning the great length of time he was with him and his lack of knowing who he was. Jesus said the person who has observed him has observed God, so there would be no reason to have God the Father reveal Jesus to have him revealed. Jesus was God come in the flesh. You can see John chapter 1 and verse 14 for more about that. And when a person beholds his life, they have discovered the God of the universe. Jesus came to be the Savior and Lord of all who believe and trust in him. And when they yield their lives to him, they are forgiven by God and granted everlasting life in heaven with him. Those who are wise will carefully observe the life of Jesus and see God. Next time, John shares how Jesus asked, Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.